I want to say to each of you, I give my love to each and every one of you this morning. And I thank the Lord for the privilege of doing His will. We don't choose. We just let Him have His way. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, Thou art God Almighty. Father, we're dependent totally on You. And we ask You this morning that You would bless Your word. You would anoint it, and that You would give strength to Your servant. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This thought the Lord gave me. The interesting thing about it is when I came, I thought the Lord had something else. And the Lord chose this. So we submit to His will.
Yes.
This, the value of instruction. I know that each and every one of us have and will have access to instruction on some level.
Yes.
And I think sometimes we get to a point to where we feel like we kind of know how to navigate certain things. But the Lord has a way of providing instruction. You know, the Lord could deal with each and every one of us individually. Yes. He can just talk to us and direct us.
Yes.
But many times, He doesn't want to do it that way. Right. Many times, He will have someone else to instruct us.
Yes.
And it's not even totally an age thing. Sometimes there is in the scripture, and we know that the elder ought to teach the younger.
Yes.
We also know that parents ought to teach their children.
Yes.
Sometimes, though, when we get older, we might feel like we don't need any teaching. But God has so designed it for us that we are to be subject one to another.
Amen.
And also that we are to receive instructions from others.
Yes.
We can look in the scriptures and we see how that there were kings. God could have talked to those kings directly if He wanted, but He had a prophet. And the prophet, He was sent to talk to the kings.
Yes.
And then there were other situations where God gave instruction. But there's a reason. There's a reason that He gives us instruction. Yes. It's God's way of helping us to go the right way.
Amen.
Sometimes our minds don't lead us in the right direction. If we follow our own emotions, if we follow our own judgment, it may not always lead us in the right way. And so, He has a plan. But I believe also that He wants humility.
Yeah.
And that He allows us to be in a situation where others can tell us something to help us to be humble.
Right.
It's easy for us to think we know. I've had this situation. My granddaughter, sometimes I have to tell her I'm the oldest. And she wants to tell me. She likes to tell me. But I have to sometimes tell her that I'm the oldest. But then there comes a time that she'll say something and I'll say, "You're right."
Praise God.
I was thinking, trying to figure out recently, I was in Honduras, and my stepson, Aaron, passed.
Yes.
And I needed to go to his funeral after I'd leave Honduras. He passed right when I was in there, and it was almost time we were going to come back, so I was trying to think. To fly back to Oklahoma and then to try to get a ticket to Miami. That way, the girls and I and all of us could go together. And I got to looking at those tickets from Oklahoma to Miami, and they were so expensive. And I was kind of in a place. Somebody said, well, Grandma, I think that we should go on to Oklahoma, and you should fly to Miami. So I got in touch with Brother Woody, and I told him what she said, and he said, I agree with that. You see, I could have said, I'm the grandma, and I know better than you, and I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. But God didn't design it that way. And so I found that, and he took care of the girls. I was so blessed by how he did that. I didn't have to worry about them. They had never gone. This is an international flight. They would have to go through customs and all of that, and they never did. They always was with me. And he helped them.
That's right.
And then God helped me to go to the funeral and then to go home. I just realized that there's value in instruction. And I believe God wants us to have a humble heart to where a child can tell us. I think there's a little scripture that says something, a little child shall lead them. That's humility. And he designed that way. But there are people that will not heed to instruction. And it begins to be a serious thing. Let's go to Proverbs 1 and 7. And I really need a reader for me.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Yes.
But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Just a minute. If you despise wisdom and instruction, the scripture says they're fools.
Amen.
We don't want to be considered a fool. We want to be open to instruction. No matter what age we are, no matter what status we're supposed to have. Do you know, when you have a pastor, the pastor needs to be able to listen to other people, even though he has a responsibility. Other people need to listen to him as well. We need to be willing to take instruction. Proverbs 8 and 33.
Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not.
Refuse it not. You may not understand it.
Yeah.
Now, I find that sometimes young people have real trouble with that.
Right.
You know, and the enemy will lead you down a dark path if you do not listen, if you don't have a mind to listen. Proverbs 12 and 1.
Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish.
Sometimes you can feel like you know, and no matter what somebody say,
oh Lord,
I got this. But we want to have this tender, open heart to the Lord, to where when he sends instruction our way, we will accept it. And when we have that, we will have a blessed life. You know, it's a wonderful plan. I find the plan of the Lord is above anything. I've been just blessed with this service this morning. Yes, all the Lord. Songs and all, they have been a blessing to me.
Amen.
And that's because it's according to God's plan.
Yes.
It's according to the Spirit of God.
Yes.
If we do things our way, it's going to be a mess.
Yes.
We have to go God's way.
Yes.
We have to be humble. We have to be soft and tender and easy entreated, the scripture says. And so we want to encourage it. But now, let's think about where this starts.
Yes.
It starts in the home.
Yes.
It starts as a child and the parents.
Yes.
God set the parents there for the children to listen to.
Yes.
The parents are to instruct the children.
Right.
You know, a child left to himself will bring his mother to shame.
Yes.
It is the responsibility of the parents
yes.
to instruct children in
yes.
the way they should go.
Yes,
and it's the responsibility of the children to listen to yes. their parents. Let's go back to Proverbs 1 and 8. We did 1 and 7. Let's read 8.
My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
And go on to verse 9.
For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck.
Think about it. See a child that is pliable, that the parents can tell them, son, do this. Daughter, do that. Daughter, don't do this. And daughter, you're going to find a blessed child.
That's
it
good.
Says here that it shall be an ornament of grace about that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be something special with that child.
Amen.
That child is willing to listen to the instruction of their parents.
Yes.
It's going to be a blessing all through life. One scripture says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and that it may be well with thee. You can expect a blessed life, a happy life, a good life. It doesn't mean that you won't have trouble, but you know something? God will be with you in those troubles. He will help you through it.
Yes.
Do you remember this Sunday school lesson we were talking about Job?
Yes.
And how God, he went through all of these things, but
right.
God did not forsake him.
Right.
He was with him all the way through.
Yes.
And Job accepted the instruction. God had to reprimand him and talk to him, but he accepted it.
Yes.
And then in the end, he blessed him.
What a
beautiful example
yes.
of how God will bless us if we are pliable. We need to be pliable. Children need to be pliable. They need to accept the things that their parents say.
Yes.
They say, sit down, sit down. Don't just keep jumping up. If they say, stop, stop. No doubt there's danger you don't see. Sometimes we tell our children, don't do this and don't do that. And they don't understand it. They think they know better. And sometimes they go right over what you say. And when they do, they have to suffer. But you're trying to keep them from suffering.
Yeah.
The Lord tries to keep us from a lot of things. A lot of things that we go through. We might not would have to go through if we would listen to his instructions. He'd tell us. And so it's important to be start as a child
yes.
learning to follow instructions.
Yes, right.
Then it goes on as you go older. When you're at home, you follow your parents. You get to school, you can follow the teacher.
Right.
You know, those children that are rambunctious in school, they're probably rambunctious at home.
Right.
But you got to have this willingness to listen and to be told something. I don't think you, son, don't do that. I remember one time years ago, I was visiting. I was coming from, we were visiting Rose's house. And my daughter Eva, there was a candle on Rose's table. And she was messing with it. I said, stop. And I tried to stop her, but I couldn't stop her fast enough because she went down that, her hair caught a fire, and I lost it. I just screamed. That's about it. It's all I could do. But Reggie thought quick and put it out.
Yeah.
But you know what? That might not have happened if she hadn't been messing with that candle.
Right.
So this is what, sometimes you don't see. The child doesn't see danger. But you do.
Amen.
And so it's good for them to follow instruction. Then you not only, when you get to school, you can follow the instruction of the teachers. When you get on a job,
right,
you can follow the instruction of your boss.
That's right.
That follows you. If you can't listen to instruction, when you get older, you're going to have so much trouble. You'll go from job to job. Get one job, and you can't follow the you look, you're out of there, and then you got another job. And it's the same thing. What is the problem?
Right.
You can't follow the instructions. Listen. Let's go to Proverbs 13:1.
A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke.
It is to your detriment, to your and my detriment, to not follow instructions. And do you know it'll follow you in your spiritual life? Because if you cannot follow, you couldn't listen to your father and mother. You couldn't listen to the teacher. You're having trouble on the job. And then you get saved. The devil, the Lord trying to instruct you, and you can't listen to the Lord.
Right, right.
We need to really realize its value.
Amen.
in instruction. Yes. It's important. God has a reason. Sometimes you'll say, I want to go such and such, and the Lord said, no. He has a reason.
Right.
It may be an accident. Or it may be, I was on the prayer line with Miami one night, and one of Rose's friends was on there. She was telling how that she left the job early. Mm-hmm. Seemed like she went away that was different, and she didn't know. God was leading her that way. And as she was driving this street, here come this little child, I think maybe 2 years old, walking by himself. Guess who the child was? I think it was her grandson. Now, if she hadn't listened to the Lord, she might not have been there to spare that child. It is so important to listen to instruction. Proverbs 4:1.
Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding.
Try not to, children, young people, listen to instruction.
Yes.
It's for your good.
Amen.
You, when you get out of high school, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not alone in this world.
Yeah.
And even then, your parents can give you good, sound instruction.
That's right.
You might say, I think I want to go to New York and go to school.
Yeah.
And they might say, son, daughter, that is really would not be wise.
Mm.
You need to go where you can go to church. I remember when I finished high school, I could have gone other places, but I didn't. I chose to go to college in Tulsa because I wanted to be able to go to church. And to this day, I do not regret that choice, that decision. So hear the instruction of a father. You may be just finished high school. You may be grown. You may be ready to do your own thing. But listen to instruction. Yes. Proverbs 19 and 20.
Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end.
It's going to help you through life. As you listen to instruction, as you take it in, as you do it, it's going to give you wisdom. And that wisdom will follow you. Sometimes you look at people and you wonder how many times they got to hit their head before they learn. They just keep hitting their head, keep doing things. But if they had learned to listen and follow instructions, they would have gotten some wisdom. And so this is what we need. So I also want us to think of how that not only children, all of us, in the scriptures, the Lord gives in the church, he gives the elders to teach the youngers. Let's go to Titus 2, 3, and 4. And sometimes you may not understand. The elder might say, you know, that's not a wise choice. That's not a wise thing to do. Even sometimes relationships, you need help and instruction. You might see somebody you think they are just wonderful. But sometimes an elder person can sense the character of that person. And they might tell you, you know, that's not really a good person to hang around with. But, you know, you don't see that. And you want to do it anyway. But if you follow instruction, it's going to make your life better. It's going to keep you from some heartache. And you'll be blessed in the end.
Titus 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children.
See how the church, in the church he gives that, where the elder teach the younger. I can feel today that I can imagine where I would be today if I hadn't listened. I was so conscientious. And I tended to have an extreme. But I had some mentors. I had my mother, had Sister Catherine, Sister Annabelle. I had mentors. So one time I got to fasting, and I would say, Lord, I'm going to fast for 3 days. And I fast for 2.5 days, and I get hungry and I'd eat. And I feel so bad. Yeah. Next day I'd get up and start trying to do that again. Well, I kept doing that, and I started losing weight and stuff. And Sister Catherine said to me, she said, Doris, you're depending on the fast more than you are on the Lord. And she, in other words, the Lord didn't, you said you'd do this.
Right.
It's not, the Lord told you to do that. And I listened to her. And then she told me one other thing that showed me there was a lady they tried to help. She was going extreme. And the enemy just took advantage of her. So, you know, I appreciate listening to the elder. And one time, I don't know any young person that would go to the altar as much as I did. But I was always going to the altar. And the Lord and my mother said to me, one day, Doris, you're going to help somebody else. And so the instruction of the elders has been a blessing to me. Amen. Over the years. I don't know where I'd be if I hadn't listened. Amen. And so I encourage us all to be subject to one another. Be willing to listen to instruction. Don't feel like you know everything. Ephesians 5:21.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
That's what the Lord wants us to do. These scriptures verify the things I'm saying. It's just not me saying it. It's in the Word of God. 1 Peter 5:5.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble.
See how it takes humility. God's graces will be upon us when we are willing to submit and to listen to instruction. I want to say there are serious consequences when we're not willing. There's things that have happened. Back in the Old Testament time, we have examples of how that the children of Israel were stiff-necked. They wouldn't listen, and they had to suffer. Today is the same thing. If we don't listen, we don't follow instruction, we're going to suffer. And you know, the devil will take you down a dark path. If we have to have it our way, we'll have many heartaches and many. And do you know, you won't be the only person suffering, because when you suffer, somebody close to you suffer. If you do something and get put in jail, who suffers? The family suffers and the friend suffers and everybody suffers. Some of those things can be avoided if we will listen and follow instruction. Let's go to First Proverbs 1, read 22-33.
Proverbs 1 and
22-33.
How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Do you see the difference? That person that would not listen, then they get in a place of destruction. That's what the devil wants. He wants us to go our own way. He has a purpose. When you can't listen, he has a purpose in that. He's trying to destroy you. Don't let him. And I want to share one more little incident with you. I told you that it can be older people that listen. I felt the Lord was calling me to be a missionary. That was in the 70s. And I told my mother about it. And I had different thoughts of where to go. The first thought was Africa. And I told her about it. She said, "No, Doris." That's the way my mother talked. And so then someone called me from California. And they said, "Come out here." I think it was Sister Mildred. She said, "Come out and work in the..." I was out of college. She said, "Come out and work in the home. And then you could go over into..." She heard I was wanting to do mission. "You could go over into Mexico with people going." So I talked to my mother again. She said, "No, Doris." Well, I was in place because the Lord, I knew the Lord wanted me to be a missionary, but I really didn't have all the understanding just where. My oldest sister called me. She said, "Doris, why don't you come to Dallas?" Dallas, you know, wasn't no congregation here at that time. So I was talking to Mother about it again. She says, "Doris, I believe Dallas is your missionary work." I said, you know what I did? I didn't rebel against her. I went to the Lord. I said, "Lord..." And I talked to the Lord like you talk to your dad. I said, "Mother says Dallas is my missionary field. But I don't have any burden for Dallas." That's exactly what I told the Lord. Guess what the Lord told me? Submit. Submit.
Amen.
So I did. I submitted. Do you know, the moment I submitted, I got a definite burden for Dallas. And I'm telling you, I couldn't get here fast enough. My sister Rose is sitting back there. We were driving to Dallas. And my car started acting up. She said, "Doris, it could blow up because I smell gas." That's Rose. So here I was, 50-some miles from Dallas. My car smelling like gas. And there I was in a place. So we stopped. I went and got... I had a little testimony in the glove compartment. And I opened it up, and it said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, as you have witnessed for me in..." You know, that scripture. "You're going to witness for me in Judea and the outermost parts." I closed that Bible testament up, put it away, turned on the motor, no gas. We started driving, no gas. We got all the way here, and I drove that car for at least a month, and fine. But you see, the Lord had me to listen to the instruction of my mother, and the Lord blessed. So I'm encouraging us to not only... we have the privilege of getting things directly from God, but sometimes the Lord wants somebody else to give us instruction. And that's the way he has to work it. So I want us to be encouraged to know the value of instruction. Pray for me.